from your perspective, you know the Bible, and that really helps. Very critical. But you're a military and business strategist as well. You teach planning, strategy, objectives, and goals. Expand now, if you would, upon what Dave just said, and look at this example here, Russia, Middle East, Syria, and the implications that have already been mentioned. Take and put into that your perspective and the strategic nature of what God's Word says and the way God himself thinks, and put together the dots, if you could. Connect some dots relative to defining and showing how really the Bible is perhaps the most strategic book in the entire world.
I agree with what Dave said. Absolutely. He is spot on target. It is amazing to me how so many parts of the Bible harmonize this in such exquisite detail. There is Ezekiel in chapter 38, verses 4, 5, and 6. Very specifically talk about exactly what we're talking about here. But you've also got Matthew chapter 24. You've got the entire book of Revelation. You've also got to look at the book of Esther is a very strategic book. It talks about how you use strategy to overcome some very specific threats and adversarial initiatives. And then I look at the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, I believe, is the best business manual ever written, and it teaches you how to use strategy in your business dealings and how you can understand how to interact with people strategically and effectively. And the interesting thing about all of this is these were all written by several different people over a long period of time, and they didn't know each other. And yet all of these books are absolutely harmonized. And they're very accurate, they're very specific, and they all point to the exact same thing, and that is God is the ultimate strategist. God has strategized the beginning from the end. He knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew exactly how it was going to happen. He's laid all of this out. He's given us free will. He's given us the ability to look at things and take actions on our own, but he already knows what we're going to go do. He knows how it's going to work out, and he's already planned for that. But frankly, that is the epitome of strategic thinking. And it's so mind-boggling how accurate all this is. Just yesterday, Mahmoud Abbas in Palestine gave a speech, and it was amazing. He said that Jerusalem would be a gate for peace only when it was the capital of Palestine. But it is also a gate of war, insecurity, and instability. If it's not, Trump must choose. That's a direct threat to the United States. So if people here in America think that actions and activities in the Middle East don't affect them, that's delusional. It is very, very influential in what's going to happen here in our country, in our states, in our homes. You know, this situation is being developed because Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and surprisingly Qatar put forth a peace plan that was presented in December to Mahmoud Abbas, and it's being described as the deal of the century, and ironically most Americans have heard nothing about it. It actually gives part of the Sinai to the Palestinians and gives them a bigger stake than they would have any other way, and gives them control over their borders, and it gives them a contiguous border. It is a brilliant solution. But now Abbas is left with basically three options. He can accept this deal because, frankly, everybody's cutting money off from the Palestinians, or he can resign or be ousted as the Palestinian leader and replaced with a successor, or he can go back to what Yasser Arafat did in the beginning, and that is intensify the armed struggle. It's talked about in the Bible. And now we're seeing it happen today. And we have to think strategically about what all this means. We cannot simply react to things that happen each day. We have to put together a plan that's robust enough so that the overarching strategy is in place regardless of what happens, and then we're all moving towards the same common objective.
And J.R.
I find this And beautiful, to be honest with you.
It is beautiful, and we don't have time to go further, but strategy involves a goal and an end game, and that's what the Word of God gives us, ladies and gentlemen. You really can't understand what's happening without knowing where the Bible goes.